going to school here, you went off and went to Emory.
No, I went to West Georgia College. It was an interesting thing. I was in the backyard. You want to hear about how I went?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm doing, anything you wish or not. I was in the backyard near the well house, washing clothes. A few days after I graduated from Milton High, W. Fred Gunn, the dean of West Georgia College, pulled up in my backyard and saw me out there washing clothes. He put them in a black pot with a fire around it and boil them good, lay them up on a wooden bench, and then take a piece of wood, back in those days called battling stick. Take a piece of wood and beat them to get the dirt out good. Maybe you should say well, but anyhow. I didn't say that then, I said good. And then you would rinse them and hang them on a line, and weather would permit the drying to take place. So I was out there with a stick battling, and I saw this car come in the backyard. And the dean at West Georgia pulled in and said, "I understand you just finished high school and you were an honor graduate." "Yes, sir." And then he told me all about West Georgia and said, "We should come over here. We should go to school there." And I said, "Where is it, you know?" And I think about things like that now that intrigues me, you know, because I'm sort of polished in some ways. But I remember now I didn't invite him into the house. We just talked out there at the backyard. And so I said, "Well, I'll come over there in September." And I did. I never had heard of it. I didn't know anything about it. Nobody told me anything. I just said, "Okay." Turned out to be a little junior college that had been a high school. There were 10 congressional districts in Georgia in those days, 1920s, 30s, 10s, 1910s, 20, 30s, and before. There were 10 congressional districts in Georgia. And each district had an A&M high school, agricultural and mechanical high school. And there were no other public high schools, just those 10. There were high schools, but not public. And so they decided to close them all when counties started getting their own high schools, all those 10 A&M schools. But in the case of West Georgia A&M, the president, I guess they call him principal of the high school, I've forgotten now what they call him, had influence with the Board of Regents, of whom you've heard, always doing something unusually good for University of Georgia and making other schools jealous. But anyhow, say they have graduate programs and linguistics, all sorts of exotic things nobody ever heard of. And the principal of the school had influence with the Board of Regents, and they didn't close West Georgia A&M. They turned it into a junior college in 1934. And so when I went there, they had all knew everything. Well, they'd been running 2 years when I got there.